Hello, and welcome to the inspirational phone message for Second Presbyterian Church for the week of May 10th, 2020. Scriptures from the service this week will be taken from Psalms, Psalm 18, particularly verse 6, I think is of interest in this time of uncertainty. Psalm 18, verse 6. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. We are calling for help from God. We are in the midst of an international crisis that has claimed the lives of many, has made many more ill, and we're not certain where the end is. Perhaps it's in sight, we don't know. We do know that we've lived through these crises before, most recently the swine flu, which took many lives, not only here in the United States, but also worldwide. But we as Christians do ask for help from God. And the Psalm reading, we are calling for the Lord for his help to see us through this particular time in our life. I'd like to go ahead a little to Psalm 121, which, as a side note, is a song of ascents. That's A-S-C-E-N-T-S. There were 15 psalms that were songs of ascents, and it's conventional wisdom of historians that these psalms were sung or said as the pilgrims made their way to the tabernacle in Jerusalem. There were 15 steps, and they're presuming that each one was said as they climbed a particular step to the altar. Again, Psalm 121, and I shall read the whole thing. I lift up my eyes to the hills, from where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. I think it's readings as such as that from the Bible that give us confidence that we will persevere through this time of unrest, this time of uncertainty, and in the end, we will be much better Christians, perhaps. I'd like to also include a hymn. And sometimes, not only do readings from the Bible particularly help us, but also readings from hymns that are familiar to us. And this hymn is found in our hymn book, in the Presbyterian hymn book, and probably most other Christian hymn books. Our God, our help in ages past. It was written by Isaac Watts in 1719, and I believe the words are as prophetic now as they were 300 years ago. The first verse goes like this: Our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. And closing with the fifth verse: Our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be thou our guard while life shall last, and our eternal home. I think these are words that we can use at this time in our lives and look forward to the day when we will celebrate the end of this unrest. We hope that you have a good week, and that if there are any questions that you might have regarding the goings on at the church or in your own life, that you contact either the deacons or certainly contact the ordained staff at the church.